March 29, God's pledge of security. The Lord knoweth how to deliver the godly out of temptations and to reserve the unjust unto the day of judgment to be punished. 2 Peter 2:9. In the time of trial before us, God's pledge of security will be placed upon those who have kept the word of his patience. The pillar of cloud which speaks wrath and terror to the transgressor of God's law is light and mercy and deliverance to those who have kept his commandments. The arm strong to smite the rebellious will be strong to deliver the loyal. Every faithful one will surely be gathered. What part will you act in the closing scenes of this world's history? Do you realize the grand work of preparation that is going on in heaven and on earth? Let none now tamper with sin, the source of our every misery in our world. Let not the destiny of your soul hang upon an uncertainty. Know that you are fully on the Lord's side. Let the inquiry go forth from sincere hearts and trembling lips. Who shall be able to stand? Have you in these last precious hours of probation been putting the very best material into your character building? Have you been purifying your souls from every stain? Have you followed the light? Have you works corresponding to your profession of faith? Is the softening, subduing influence of the grace of God working upon you? Are you letting your light shine to illumine the nations that are perishing in their sins? Do you realize that you are to stand in defense of God's commandments before those who are treading them underfoot? It is possible to be a partial, formal believer and yet be found wanting and lose eternal life. It is possible to practice some of the Bible injunctions and be regarded as a Christian and yet perish because you lack qualifications essential to Christian character. While mercy lingers, while the Savior is making intercession, let us make thorough work for eternity. The great crisis is just before us. To meet its trials and temptations and to perform its duties will require persevering faith. But we may triumph gloriously. Not one watching, praying, believing soul will be ensnared by the enemy.